There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to live for it.
Hey,
hey. Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to live for a
life.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knock back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right. Happy Saturday, woo, everybody. He's Adam Hairhawk. Andrew Duffney got the birthday boy live in studio.
Yes.
And I don't mean me. Adam had a phenomenal five-decade, half-a-centurion birthday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he was born in the 1900s.
Yes. That's actually becoming a thing because so many people of Gen Z are like, oh, I actually talked to somebody from the 1900s. It's like, oh, you know what? Screw you. So,
right,
yeah, I was
right.
Born in 74. I just turned 50 on Thursday and had a great time over at Cascadon Lounge, hanging out with some people, playing with some people. And I thought that was a nice celebration. I'm ready for it to just go bye-bye. And then I come into work today, and Drew had a whole thing planned for me. Had the staff over at Tilted Access, 303 on West Nepessine Street here in Lapeer.
Our local watering hole.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, he did that without even reading it off a script. Like, he
yeah.
has that address memorized because that's where he calls the Uber every Saturday.
The Uber's like, all right, man, get in the back. You know the drill. Don't puke.
For those of you across the pond, it's our version of a Lyft.
Yes, we have Lyft, too. So I get there, and Drew had a cake ready for me. We did some drinks, and then we come here, and I'm like, Oh, you know what? This party needs is some whiskey. In fact, I've got some in the car. He's like, oh, no, just go ahead and sit back. Let's get the show going.
I said, let's get the show going.
And I was like, well, there was a bottle waiting for me of Weller.
Willett. Yeah.
Stuff you can't get in Michigan. And right now I'm saying this, and Sean, I don't know what he's doing right now, but he's probably breaking whatever commitment he's doing, getting his car, and he's screeching over to the Lyric Mall where we're broadcasting because...
It is 108 proof small batch, Sean, so
yeah.
Please come partake.
Well, it's going to be here for a while because we've done a couple pulls off of it, and it is...
Mind-numbing.
It's warm. It's cuddly.
I call it Christmas in a bottle. Good time. Good thing we only have it once a year.
It is a nice little Band-Aid over what was that U of M game that we saw against Texas.
But Michigan State won.
Michigan State won.
By the tip of their cleats.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh. Is that our resident?
Yeah. Here's somebody who knows a lot about football. All right, here we go. Hi, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Oh, not drinking at all, Father John.
I don't know if I believe that one.
Well, Adam's drinking excessively because University of Michigan did so poorly. I'm drinking excessively because Michigan State did so wonderfully. I mean, yeah, we only won by like 1 point, but we still won.
That's, you're doing better than Michigan, for heaven's sakes. Holy smokes, you just me, I'm out there.
Yeah, Texas came up and turned him into peyote.
Oh,
just a piece of fungus underneath a piece of dung.
Oh, God, it was horrifying. Oh, my word. I had to change the channel before I started crying.
I know. Well, speaking of fungus and dung, how's your new fan working in the women's bathroom? We talked about that last week.
You boys... You got things blowing the wrong way.
What do you mean, Father? We installed the fan like you asked. Those of you that didn't hear last week's show, the humidity was building up in the women's restroom in the church, and so the ladies got stuck in the women's restroom, and Father asked me to install a fan in the bathroom to blow out the humidity. So what happened, Father?
You're blowing in the stink.
I'm blowing in... What do you mean I'm blowing in the stink, Father?
Well, for heaven's sake, you know there's a garden right out there, right?
Oh.
I didn't even think about that, Father. Yeah. You're right.
You guys and that devil's juice, I told you.
That side of the church backs right up to the rectory in the Father's residence.
Oh, boy.
And there's a garden in between. Uh-huh. Oh, what room is that in your house, Father?
Well, it's the bathroom.
So it's bathroom to bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So you think you're sitting and thinking, and before you know it, it's all the women in the church bathroom
farting and stinking.
And stinking.
And you know you got all that mulch in the garden going off, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, Pete, that's what scotch smells like.
What?
Well, we'll just say church wine, Father.
Oh, come on, Father. In your wilder days, you had at least a taste for scotch every once in a while, didn't you?
No.
No?
You say that, now you're going to confession on tomorrow.
I'm giving confessions tomorrow. I don't need to confess nothing. I tell the truth.
Absolutely, Father. We love to give you a little bit of ribbon.
So, are the Lions going to win this weekend, Father?
Oh, I suppose you should know they are, for heaven's sakes. Go Blue. I mean, come on, man. That's the Lions.
Yeah, an 8:30 night game tomorrow against, I already forgot. Matt Stafford and the Rams. I almost said St. Louis Rams. That's what, how.
When you started that conversation, I thought you were talking about Matt Stafford's wife. Oh.
Oh, she's not going to be there.
She wrote a big to-do on Detroit on how even though they don't play there anymore, Detroit will always be her heart, that it has nothing to do with football or the team. But, you know, she had a real big Kelly is her name, Kelly Stafford.
Kelly Stafford, yep.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, I heard she did put something out there. you know, I guess that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm very appreciative of what Matt Stafford brought to the Detroit Lions. I was sorry to see him go. But Kelly Stafford, she's trying to say that people in Detroit are booing their kids.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, that's what she said. She put out an open letter, said that she will not be in Detroit tomorrow night because how apparently we treated her children. And nobody could even pick any of her kids out of a lineup.
Yeah. Well, Father, I do have a confession to make tonight, though.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because I'm not 100% sure we're celebrating Adam's birthday. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I was in a parade today in Charlotte for my work, and I was driving the truck in the parade. And I was there first because I drive a big vehicle. And you know, you hear about the devil in his disguise.
Oh, yeah.
So a man walked up to me and said, if you want a coffee or a donut or anything, or you need to use the restroom, feel free. And he holds his hand towards the Charlotte Church of the Nazarene.
Why now? What are you doing?
Now, Father, I had to think about it, and I sat in the truck, and I didn't have to use the restroom right away, and I already had my own coffee, and I had a couple of snacks. And I looked up the Church of the Nazarene, and do you know that that's a Protestant church?
I do.
Yeah, I knew it was the devil in disguise, Father. He was trying to swoo me over to the other side.
That will never happen, will it?
No, I didn't have any donuts or any coffee, but I sure did go in and pee all over the bathroom. I figure St. Patrick would be proud of me.
You don't pee all over people like that. That's not nice.
Well, they're Protestants, Father. I had to do something.
But then they're going to go, oh, see, you Catholics are terrible people.
Hey, it was better than a car bomb, wasn't it?
Okay, I'll give you that one.
See that? I was coming to you for confession, not criticism, Father.
Well, what'd you think he's going to say?
I was hoping he'd say, give something to Charity, because I'm going to Vegas on Monday, and I know that there's a girl at the brothel named Charity. I was kind of asking for his blessing.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, my word.
Father John, I apologize for him. I sincerely do. Wow.
Oh, but you're awfully happy laughing over there. Oh.
I'm laughing at the audacity of the whole thing and hoping that he sends me pictures.
Oh, you guys.
Well, we should be letting you get on now, Father.
Hey, there's a girl there called Rosary. How's that sound? I think he hung up on us.
Yeah. Her beads are the size of the jewels from the Titanic.
Oh, good Lord.
We lost him. Well, this has been Father John right here on the Blarney Hour. Good night, everybody. He hung up on us.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting
that at all. We've been doing this for 2 years. He hung up
Apparently,
on us.
We finally hit his wits.
We pissed him off.
Well, we'll say some extra prayers for tonight.
I mean,
anyway.
when you actually have to meet St. Peter, you'd be like, oh, yeah, you're doing fine, but... Hang on a second. And he brings out a blue envelope, has to crack it open, blow into a little bit to pull the paper out, and it's a note from Father John.
That's so right.
These sons of bitches.
Straight from Immaculate Conception Church right here in Lapeer. Oh, my gosh.
Like, okay, I'm at St. Peter. Everything's looking good. He's going over my credit rating, and then all of a sudden, like, one little cherub shows up and hands over a scroll. It's like, oh, wait a minute. On September 7th, didn't you make a Catholic priest actually hang up on you?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
you were talking about peeing in the bathroom at a Protestant church.
This is gonna cost me, isn't it?
Charity and the diamonds of the Irish maiden ship, the Titanic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
We ran the gambit on that one.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am getting ready to have a vacation, but I am getting ready to be back here just in time for the birthday bash. Seventh annual Solid State Radio birthday bash at Cash Gaddon's Lounge. It's like an annual deal that we have every year in the perfect venue to have it. So check us out next week at 9 o'clock
But in the meantime, when I hit the ground in the desert where I'm going to arrive, my full intentions are to have a pina colada and a pint glass, and there will be pictures to follow. So here's Gaelic Storm with pina colada and a pint glass right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. La, 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 la.
She's working as a waitress in Dublin, filling up the tourists with beer, stashing away a little cash every day to buy a ticket to ride out of here. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. No more rain for this Irish rose. She's gonna go,
she's gonna go
where the palm trees grow. Wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top.
She's standing in the line at the chipper, waiting for her curry and peas. She's dying for some of that papaya and rum, and the kiss of a coconut breeze.
Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder.
She bought a tongue bikini and a big straw hat. She's gonna go,
she's gonna go,
and she's not coming back. She wants a pina colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top.
Sunday, but she's dreaming of a tropical night. Another 5 or 10 in her pocket, and then she'll be closer to the price of a flight.
And every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder.
She plays Beach Boys records and she dances alone. And before
she goes home, she pours a pina colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She wants a pina colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. With a pink umbrella on top.
Well, I said farewell to Aaron only 7 years ago. When asked where I was headed, I said, Jesus, I don't know. Well, I stepped ashore near Bangalore, not a tosser in my hand. By the time I hit Darjeeling, I was feeling mighty grand.
You can keep your 40 shades of green, they only make me blue. You can stick your eggs and bacon, boys, I'll have a vindaloo. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home.
And I dreamed I got a letter from my darling Josephine, but she asked me would I marry her back home in Skibbereen. With the girls out here of almond eyes and Yasmin scented hair, and there's things in the Kama Sutra that they never do in Clare. So So I'll spend my days relaxing in my Punjab paradise. No more I'll dig the praties, I'll stick to tea and rice. I'll be sipping mango lassies with the lassies in the shade, while your man called Ravi Shankar plays the boys of the old. You can keep your Milltown Malby, you can chuck your Galway Bay. You'll never see the sun go down on Delhi or Bombay. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy Boys, I'm never coming home. Bohola to Benares, Inchigila to Lahore, Kamakura, Siliguri, Peshawar, and Ranipur, Amritsar to Sanawar, Simla and Panjor. I got trolleyed on Diwali and I'm going back for more. On my nose, and I'll shave my head like Gandhi, and I'll never wear no clothes. To see the Irish guru, they'll come from near and far. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, whiskey in the jar. You can keep your Michael Flatley with his tattoos on his chest. Tell you what, sweet Anna Lippy, it's the Ganges I love best. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy Boys, I'm never coming home. I'm never coming home, I'm never coming home.
Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
You know that they've been conducting experiments in laboratories recently with cloning and DNA. In fact, they are able to program in certain deformities into animals so that they can experiment on them and possibly find a cure for these ailments. And they developed a frog with no head just before Christmas. It'll probably get elected to Congress. And they'll come up with some other really strange creatures. Now, they have to have somewhere to keep these animals. They can't just keep them in the lab for obvious reasons. So an old farmer, famous in folk song, came out of retirement, offered the use of his farm and his services to keep these animals. His name?
Farmer in the Dell.
Not Farmer in the Dell. Old MacDonald. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a lisping snake, E-I-E-I-O. With a hith hith here and a hith hith there, here a hith, there a hith, everywhere a hith hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a hair-lipped dog, E-I-E-I-O. With a mark mark here and a mark mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere mark mark, hith hith here, hith hith there, here a hith, there a hith, everywhere a hith hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a stuttering cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a mark-mark here, mark-mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere mark-mark, hit-hit here, hit-hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit-hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a dyslexic sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With an ab-ab here and an ab-ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab-ab. Im-im-im-im-im, moo-moo here, moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a marf, marf here, marf, marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf, marf, hith, hith here, hith, hith there, here a hith, there a hith, everywhere a hith, hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a narcoleptic pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here a there, a, everywhere a. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Moo moo here, moo moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf marf, hit hit here, hit hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a Tourette syndrome chicken, E-I-E-I-O. With a buck buck here and a buck buck there, here a buck, there a buck, sh- buck. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Me, moo moo here. Moo moo there, here up, moo, there up, moo, everywhere up. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf marf, hit hit here, hit hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a perverted frog, E-I-E-I-O. With a rubbit rubbit here and a rubbit rubbit there, here a rubbit, there a rubbit, everywhere a rubbit rubbit. Buck buck here, buck buck there, here a buck, there a buck, sh- tuck. Here, there, here, there, everywhere a. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf marf, hiss hiss here, hiss hiss there, here a hiss, there a hiss, everywhere a hiss hiss. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a drug dealing duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a crack crack here and a crack crack there, here a crack, there a crack, everywhere crack crack. Rub it here, rub it there, here a rub it, there a rub it, everywhere rub it, buck buck here, buck buck there, here a buck, there a buck, buck here, there, here, there, everywhere. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Me 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 moo moo here, moo moo there, here up moo, there up moo, everywhere up. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf marf, hiss hiss here, hiss hiss there, here a hiss, there a hiss, everywhere a hiss hiss. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Did you hear that Mrs. Murphy had been taking French cooking lessons, and she decided she was going to fix one of those French meals for Murphy? So she says, Murphy, I want you to go way downtown, get me a couple of dozen of them big escargot things, nice big juicy ones with the horns still on them. And one of them big long skinny loaves of French bread and a nice bottle of French wine, the kind with the cork in it, not the screw-on cap like you normally get. And she said, I want you back here at 5 o'clock, because I'm going to have the dinner on the table at 6. Now, this was at 4 o'clock, so Murphy rushes off downtown and he buys a couple of dozen big, juicy snails, a nice baguette of French bread, a nice bottle of wine, and he's on the way home, and poor old Murphy suffered from an awful Irish ailment, alcoholic constipation. He couldn't pass a bar room. So he's on his way past the pub, and he hears the sounds of revelry and merriment coming from within. So he goes in to investigate, and the first one to greet him is his friend O'Brien. O'Brien says, "Murphy, how are you doing?" He says, "I'm grand, thanks." O'Brien says, "How's the wife?" Murphy says, "She's an angel." O'Brien says, "You're lucky. Mine's still alive." O'Brien says, "Did you hear the Americans have put another man on the moon?" Murphy says, "That's nothing. Ireland has a space program. We're sending a spaceship to the sun." O'Brien says, "Don't be ridiculous. A spaceship gets anywhere within a million miles of the sun. It'll burn up, evaporate, and disappear." Murphy said, "Ha ha, we're sending it up at night." Murphy looks over to the bar and he sees a couple of guys there he's never seen before. In his local, and he's very curious, decides to find out about them, so he sneaks over and he listens into their conversation. And the first guy said to the second, he says, "Oh, you have a lovely accent. Where are you from?" And the second guy said, "I'm from Ireland." And the first guy says, "Honest to God, I'm from Ireland too. Let me buy you a pint of Guinness." So he buys him one. And the second guy says, "Well, where in Ireland are you from?" And the first guy said, "I'm from County Cork." The second guy said, "Really? I'm from County Cork too. Let me buy you a pint of Guinness." So he buys him one. And the first guy says, "Well, where in County Cork are you from?" The second guy said, "I'm from Cork City." First guy says, "Honest to God, I was born in Cork City. Let me buy you a Bushmills whiskey." So he buys him one. And the second guy says, "Well, where in Cork City are you from?" The first guy said, "Grand Street." The second guy says, "Honest to God, I was born and raised in Grand Street. Let me buy you a Bushmills whiskey." So there they are, buying each other whiskey and Guinness, clapping each other on the back, shaking hands. Murphy turns to the bartender. He says, "What the hell's going on here?" He says, "Oh, it's just the Shaughnessy twins. They're drunk again." Anyway, Murphy has a couple of Guinnesses and a couple of Bushmills himself. And he's half in the bag, decides to head home. He sees a guy tinkering under the hood of his car. He goes up, he says, "Hey, what's the matter?" And the guy comes out from under the hood, says, "Piston broke." Murphy says, "Yeah, me too." Anyway, he staggers on down the road and he comes to the cathedral and he stumbles up the steps, falls through the door, lurches down the aisle. Finally, he collapses into a confessional when there's a priest sitting in the shadows in the back of the church watching this, and he figures that Murphy might need some spiritual assistance. So the priest goes along, sits in the confessional, pulls the curtain behind him, turns to the side, slides the little window back. "Remember?" He says, "May I help you, my son?" Murphy says, "Yeah. Have you got any paper on your side?" Anyway, Murphy gets out of there in one piece, and he's heading home, and he looks at his watch, and it's 10 o'clock at night, panic-stricken. He was supposed to be home at 5. Gets to the corner of the street, and he looks around the corner, and the wife is out on the doorstep, with the arms folded and the foot tapping. Murphy says, "Oh my God, she's going to kill me. What can I do?" And he has a great idea. He gets the bag of snails, empties them all over the ground in front of him, starts walking behind them going, "Come on, lads, we're almost there."
It's not over yet. Hold on.
Yeah, that's it. That was it.
My gosh. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. He's Adam Herhuck. I'm Drew Duffy on the
Thank you for here. That. I've always been trying to get like little pieces of stand-up comedy in the show, and that was great.
So, for those of you out there in listening land, when I request something or I send it to Adam, "Hey, this is what I want to play." Yes, for this show, he's the program director. He controls the board. He does all the clicking and dragging of the mouse and the screen and all the technology end of it. I just have, or try to have, I mean, I'm not great at it, but I do the creative portion of it and try to put things together. And I saw that, and Adam doesn't, he has so much music going on, 24/7, 365, and he doesn't even realize. So when I send him something, he just assumes it's a song. And once in a while, I like to slide in a ringer or something that's just going to
catching. Tip the apple cart a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And a little bit of Seamus Kennedy humor for Adam's birthday there. Five more feet, lads. We're almost there. Anyway, we have had a phenomenal night tonight. We've still got a little bit more to go on the show. Not enough. If it was up to me, I'd do the Blarney Hour 4 days, or 4 hours a night, excuse me. Well, sure. 4 days a week. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Sure.
I think back to last last April Fool's Day, which I don't even know if April Fool's Day is celebrated in other countries, but here in the U.S., April Fool's Day is where you play tricks on people, and our program director was here, and I was here during the day, and he said, you know, it was an April Fool's joke. Let's do 3 hours of the Blarney Hour. And it was one of the best times I've ever had.
Oh, we did it live, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, that was. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was a great time.
The studio, the mall was open. There were people walking up and down, and it was maddening.
Because wasn't it like on a Monday or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, sure
and
was.
We showed up. We were hooping and hollering. Everybody's just like, I'm just here doing
getting my
normal
nails
day.
Done. Yeah, trying to get my nails
hey,
done. What's going on?
You want
on
a shot at whiskey? Sir, I'm just here from FedEx. Will you sign for this?
Oh,
yeah, I'll sign
gosh.
For it. To my biggest fan, Love Always.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Love Always, someone I want to get on the show, Garen, if you're listening. Garen Music from Ireland. I've been posting a lot of his stuff and sharing a lot of his stuff. In his tagline at the end of all of his videos and reels are, I'm delicious. So we're going to try to get Garen on here. He's a musician. He's actually an influencer. You know, he's a YouTube, TikTok superstar.
He influenced me because I was singing Going Out for One for like the last two days.
No, that's Garrett McCarthy.
Oh.
Two different ones. I've got a new one. I know.
Wow.
Seriously.
Okay.
I'm like a 16-year-old girl on TikTok. Yeah, I just go from one to another. So.
Okay, then I'm intrigued.
Yeah, yeah. Garrett. He just straight calls people out, and he'll come right out with a cunt and a fucker, you know, and he'll talk about why he uses them and why it's not proper in America.
Yeah.
But he tastes food from all over the world, and there's a myriad of things that I'm not going to get into his shtick because he's amazing for it, and he's delicious, as he says.
What is his name again for our people out there?
Garen Music, Garron Music. His name's actually Garen Noon, but he doesn't post a lot on his own social. It's Garen Music is what he does.
Gotcha.
But anyway, we ought to get these bills paid. We got a big show coming up, and we're just vacation time coming up, your birthday coming up, birthday bash coming up. I feel like we're just so rushed. And
I know.
We only
this whole
have so
summer
many minutes
went
to do
by.
The show. I know it.
First, it was your birthday. Before we know it, it was my birthday. And it just, you know. That's...
Yeah, we had Independence Day in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, now we got the transatlantic, you know, military meeting. It's like the UK and the US are meeting on war things. And I'm like, well,
that's a weird segue.
It's a banner day when the U.S. and the U.K. are meeting. I'm like, fucking Scotland and Northern Ireland are meeting together with, you know, whatever.
They're breaking bread with the Protestants.
Yeah,
and
I'm pretty
just,
sure
oh
that
God,
that's not
like,
normal.
Yeah,
well, you
dogs
know,
and
go Biden, I guess. You know, the Catholics and the Protestants are getting together against the Russians, the Orthodox. What are we going to do? Anyway, let's get them bills paid before we get kicked off here.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftla.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no, you gotta turn around, start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadon's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and this is Paulie from Stone Clover telling you to keep them up. Cheers.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. Drunk, we get awesome, and everybody's sister will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Well, you may have heard it's beer that makes us bright, la 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 la, and a warm embrace of whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. Drunk, we get awesome, and every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me.
One, two, three, four,
I declare. love the alcohol. La 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 la. Just line them up and we will drink them all. La 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 la. But my mother always said, if you want to drink all day, you best start in the morning, son, cause that's the Irish way. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. Fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So hoard her up around for you and me, and you and me,
and you and me.
Let there be whiskey.
Done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here. I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Take me home to Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
Well, I was just a boy.
I drank my way to misery.
Well, I drank my way to joy.
Oi!
And now my life is fading fast, and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar, and you, my friend, I trust.
right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Drew Duffney. This is the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and I am sad to say the night is over for me, but the night has only just begun for Adam. I'm like the opening act of a headliner, because Adam's going to do nothing but 3 hours of Michigan-made music right here in the United States.
Yeah, but I have so many listeners who are like, that's it? You don't have to just play a bunch of songs about drinking? I'm like, oh, I've got a couple in there, but I don't know. And then they all tune out. But I appreciate you letting me pick the last song, because I do love a good party.
Yeah. This is one of Adam's favorites. He talks about the fact that his dad used to sing the Drunken Sailor
what
song by the Irish.
What do you do with the Drunken Sailor?
Yeah, so we almost did play that tonight, but it was Adam's birthday celebration tonight. And our advent calendar to Halloween. So we're going to close out the show tonight with the Irish Rovers, good friends of the station, more than cordial to us over time. Here is Wasn't That a Party, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Could have been the whiskey. Someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tom cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went black. Oh, wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey. Six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh, why? Oh, wasn't that a party? Blowing on a siren from somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track beat down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look
rolling along with the loons on the Lakers. Think about making my plan. Next thing you know, I'm sucking on the knuckles of a swindling highwayman. Well, I'll take my rifle, take my pistol, I'll take what I can. No, I'll never walk the road. Like cannonballs. Well, he turned on a dime and he ran with the streak that